Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting 9th. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Horta reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Scott reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. There goes Scott trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gamble. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Gamble steals second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evans. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Gamble scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hobson. Soderholm scores. Lemon scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Garr steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. Bannister moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Murphy now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive towards short. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zisk. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Burleson trying to get to third. Gar throws the ball into Bannister, who relays the ball to Soderholm, who tags Burleson for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo, who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5. And Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.